Now we transition to an amazing lady. I don't know if she can hear me. Who is fighting for the future of our children in America. It eventually got her onto the Tucker Carlson show, but my wife got to know her, and she has created an amazing organization pushing back on the lies perpetrated in our schools. This individual has a new article published at the Heritage Foundation, and her name is Dr. Ilana Yaron Fishbein. Dr. Fishbein, welcome to America First.
Thank you very much for having me.
Could you tell us the genesis of why you decided to push back on the indoctrination in America's schools and what it has to do with the Gladwin Elementary School in suburban Philadelphia?
Correct. In the school, they have been slowly but surely have been teaching our kids all sort of information that has nothing to do with science or facts or logic or critical thinking. And those kind of topics started mostly with the man-made climate change, and little by little progressed to other issues. And this last spring, they got into the bandwagon of the woke culture, woke that was spreading all around the country after the unfortunate death of George Floyd. And the school decided, in a very hasty decision, to inject into the lesson plan a subject of critical race theory, calling it under very much innocent names of diversity, inclusivity, and equality. And when you look at the lesson plans and the book attached to those lessons, you are actually understanding that this goes beyond, well beyond the nice words that they're trying to convince you that this is an innocent subject.
So we have the incredible action taken by the president recently where he banned critical race theory training in federal government because it is a racist concept. It says, if you are white, you are a racist. That itself is a racist comment, and he's banned it in U.S. government training. You, Dr. Fishbein, have found it occurring in America's schools. You complained to the school in Philadelphia, and they did nothing. Then you posted your letter on a school board and got lots and lots of, not only attacks, but how many people have written to you, Dr. Fishbein, across America who are finding their children are also being indoctrinated? Give us a rough number of the emails you've received.
A week after Tucker appearance, we received well over a million. Within a week, we received over a million visitors to our Facebook page. Wow. When I got on Tucker, we barely had 300 because I just launched the movement 2 weeks earlier. We got tens of thousands, literally, emails, messages, texts, everything from parents telling stories, sharing experiences, crying for help. All are faced with stonewall of school boards and superintendents are refusing to listen. It happens also in private schools, by the way, and the results there are no different. There is a lot of resistance to changing what's happening now in the school by the administrators. I would like also to emphasize that a lot of teachers are writing us as well. They're very uncomfortable with what's going on in the school, but they feel pressure and powerless to do anything about it. It's important to note that we would very much would like the president to extend what he did in there with the federal government workers, FBI, military, also to the schools. If they're indoctrinating our schools, our kids in school, starting in kindergarten, throughout middle school and high school, they don't need to be indoctrinated in college because we'll be already...
They'll already be brainwashed. The organization, the movement that she has created is called No Left Turn in Education. You can find it on Facebook, No Left Turn in Education. You can also find Dr. Ilana Fishbein on Twitter at No Left Turn Ilana. That's No Left Turn Ilana. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Dr. Fishbein, what is the goal? What are the objectives of No Left Turn in Education?
Our objective is written in our mission is to revive in American public education the fundamental discipline of critical and active thinking, which are based on facts, investigation, logic, and sound reasoning. We would like to wake up the silent majority who is very much afraid to act. That's why I would like to get as much as possible media exposure to tell parents, to tell grandparents, to tell all public who is concerned about the future of this country, not to be afraid. We outnumber them. We just have to get together and work together. And even if you're talking about the election, I've been hearing a lot about polls about suburban moms, suburban senior citizens that are moving in some direction. If we are talking to about moms and grandparents, they are very much concerned about the education of their children and about the future of this country. Wake them up. Tell them not to be afraid. Tell them to join the movement, because once you show them what's happening in school, they are joining. Many of them are not aware of what's going on. Many of them are silent also because they're not aware. Many are silent because they are afraid.
Listen.
Please help spread the news and wake them up.
Listen to this woman. She is fighting by herself, but we can win because the good guys outnumber the bad guys. The article we'll post it is from Heritage, the Daily Signal. This mother is fighting woke activism in public schools. Be more like Ilana Fishbein. The organization is No Left Turn in Education, and the Twitter account is No Left Turn Ilana. With more like her, we can win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.